On this episode, we're reviewing a ton of amazing spots to dine at the Polynesian Village Resort. This is episode 153 of the Main Street Magic Podcast. Hello and welcome to another episode of Main Street Magic. I'm your host, Jeremy Stein, and I'm joined by my lovely wife, Rhonda.
Hey, guys.
Make sure you check us out on the web at mainstmagic.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter at mainstmagic. If you've not done so already, go out to Facebook and search for the Capture the Magic community and ask to join. And we just hit 1,000 members today.
We
are continuing to grow. Awesome, informative, fun group out there. So again, search for Capture the Magic community on Facebook. And don't forget to listen to the Capture the Magic podcast with Jared and Jamie Lee at ctmpodcast.com. They release new shows every Monday and Thursday. Then on that same feed, Jamie has Trip Tales once a month. And now we have CTM at the Movies once a month as well. Then Jared and I release a new Diz Dudes episode every Wednesday on its brand new feed. So go out and search for the Diz Dudes and subscribe. And here at Main Street Magic, we have new shows on Tuesdays and Fridays, so the Capture the Magic Network has you covered all week long. And if you're getting ready to plan your next Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, or a Universal Orlando Resort vacation, make sure you reach out to Melissa Pilgrim with Ears of Experience. You can reach her at MPILGRIM at themouseexperts.com. She will help you get your vacation all booked. She will help you with fast passes, ADRs, answer all those questions you may have, and it is no cost to you to use her services. So this is going to be a smorgasbord, I will say, of reviews.
Okay.
And the reason it's going to be the smorgasbord is because we're putting three places in one.
Isn't it smorgasbord?
Borg.
Why?
I don't know. I think that's how it is. What it is.
I thought it was bored.
I don't think so.
Okay.
What's a smorgas? Is it served on a board?
Uh-huh.
Okay. That's fair. So today we're actually going to talk Ohana. We're going to talk breakfast at Kona Cafe.
Uh-huh.
And then we're going to talk the Tambu Lounge.
Okay.
If you go back to episode 141, you can catch our lunch review of Kona Cafe.
Yep.
But now we're going to cover breakfast as well.
Yes.
All right, so first, let's get into Ohana. Not sure if I guess I'm not saving the best for last, because this is probably the best. So we're going saving the best for first. This is obviously at the Polynesian, and this is American Polynesian cuisine. This is buffet or family style. And in the mornings, this is character dining for breakfast, but in dinner, this is no characters.
Nope.
Adult dinner is going to run you about $55.38 an adult, child $30.89, and dinner does run from 3:30 p.m. all the way to 10 p.m. This is one table service credit on both the Disney Dining Plan and the Disney Deluxe Dining Plan. You want to read how this is dinner with Hawaiian hospitality?
Sure. And I'm going to apologize now. My voice is a little weird. I got sinus stuff going on, so if y'all can tell. Okay, so it is the call of conch shell welcomes you to an evening of Hawaiian-flavored specialties, storytelling, and games. Servers dash between tikis and tropical greenery to bring skewers of sweet and sour chicken, oak-grilled shrimp, and steak to your table, as well as dumplings, stir-fried vegetables, lo mein noodles, and salad. It's a fantastic feast of all you care to enjoy Polynesian style cuisine.
I always like the all you care to enjoy
yes.
terminology. I think that's good because I cared to enjoy a bit.
It was good. Guests 21 years of age and older can also enjoy wine and tropical alcohol drinks from a full bar.
Yeah, and this is, you know, during evening again, you know, Disney friends join guests for breakfast. And dinner is a little bit different. Now, during your meal, it says, let the fun and games begin. Children can participate in coconut races using brooms to sweep coconuts across the restaurant's hardwood floors. And everyone's invited to dance the hula. No, thank you. And relax to island music during a grand celebration of birthdays and anniversaries. So you want to talk a little bit about, I guess, the process once we arrived at the Polynesian? Now, we went for Valentine's Day dinner,
yeah,
Valentine's evening dinner. We drove straight to the Polynesian from our house, actually.
We did.
And just did regular parking. If you do have tables in Wonderland, of course, you can get the free, or I guess, included valet parking.
Right.
But we had to grab some stuff out of the trunk, and I just...
And there was tons
of parking available.
Oh, yeah.
So why don't you talk about when we got there. Yeah, once we got there, because our reservation was at 6:15. I believe we probably pulled in about 5:45, maybe.
I think so. So I think we grabbed a drink at the bar, and then at Tambu Lounge Bar, and then we actually went to check in. And we checked in, and I asked for a firework view, if possible.
Yep.
She said, I can't guarantee it, but, you know, she'll put it in. So, and then we just got to hang out until they texted me, which was really cool.
Yeah.
We
sat, you know, there's right upstairs there between the check-in for Ohana is on the opposite side upstairs, you know, on that second floor,
yeah,
like the actual check-in desk.
Yeah.
And the reason actually it's there is because of breakfast, because when you check in, you basically kind of walk through to the other side. When we did it, it was a picture with Stitch.
Yes.
You know, prior. So it was kind of like they just keep it over there.
Yeah.
But they've got the couches there. Again, we grabbed a drink at Tambu Lounge and sat and relaxed. And then you got the text notification when it was ready.
Mm-hmm. It sure did.
And so you walk in, and it's right there next to Tambu Lounge. And you walk in and you're immediately greeted by your server, who grabs the pineapple coconut bread.
Yep.
And explains, you know, do you know what Ohana means? And we're all family here, so everybody's cousin.
Yep.
You know, so your server's cousin, your cousin, I'm cousin, everybody's cousins here. And it's cool because there's a big open kitchen right there where they're preparing, you know, where they're putting up the bread, and they're preparing a few other dishes, more of the appetizers. And if you hadn't been in Ohana, I mean, it's a big, wide open area. It's got picturesque windows, you know, lining
all the way,
and overlooking
all the way around,
yeah,
right?
All the way around, overlooking the lake. And then right up against them, you can see Magic Kingdom in the distance.
Uh-huh.
And in the middle is a huge open kitchen wood burning grill.
Uh-huh.
And they explain to you, this is where we're going to cook your steak, your chicken,
yep,
and your shrimp.
Yep.
So where did we happen to get seated? Was it any good?
It was very good. It was a firework view.
Yeah.
And it was really, really cool. It was right there up against the window,
yeah,
obviously on the correct side that it should be. It's hard to, I feel like, explain.
Yeah. But
like,
no, I mean, it was basically,
we had
the perfect, like, we were kind of like straight on looking just to the right of the volcano slide at the pool.
Yeah.
So we were kind of like right there. And yeah, it was, I mean, it was perfect. It was a perfect view and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Interior decor is very much like the rest of the Polynesian. If you've been to the, you know, Polynesian,
yep,
resort, that's how the interior feels to me. It is, now, I've never been to the Polynesian, never been to Hawaii. To me, it feels like still what I imagine of a 70s, 80s Hawaiian Polynesian. Like, it has an old school feel, not that it's old,
right,
but it has an old school, just that old school,
yeah,
Hawaiian vibe and like island vibe, I guess.
Okay.
So that part's great. It is always very busy. This is one that is very hard to get reservations. So you do want to book, you know, if you can book it 180 days, just book it 180.
Yeah.
If you can not book then, or you do like I did, and I only booked, you know, a few months ago, and I had gotten a 9:40 p.m. reservation,
mm-hmm,
which I did not want. I continue to try and modify it regularly. Couldn't find anything. So I went through Touring Plans and used their reservation finder. And they will actually, you put in about what you're looking for on what date your party, and they will send you a text and email when something comes available. And it's included in it is a link that you click, and everything's all ready. If you're signed into your Disney account, everything's,
oh, wow,
ready. Well, you just say confirm.
Awesome.
Now, in that instance, I had to confirm the 6:15 and then go delete the 9:40. It's not that it modified my,
right,
existing reservation. So something to be aware of if you can't, you know, find the time that you want. It's loud in there. It's very, very loud.
Yeah.
I'm finding that for some reason, either I'm just getting
old,
older, and that's probably it, and I'm just more, annoyed by noises. I don't know. I thought I would lose my hearing as I got older. I feel like for some reason it's getting better because every restaurant we go to now, I feel like is just loud. Now, part of what might make it loud is that a lot of times now we're trying to record these for YouTube.
Right.
And when you have all this background noise, I don't know if that's just part of it and I'm noticing it more, but it was loud. I mean, it was kind of like a lean across the table, you know, speak up when talking to each other type of place.
Yeah.
Which was fine because it has a nice big family atmosphere.
Yeah.
So I thought that was okay.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to touch on before we talk the most important part, which is food?
Yeah, because then after food is the fireworks, so.
Okay, so we'll talk food.
Okay.
All right, you talk appetizers, because I think this is where you,
this is my favorite. I'm sorry, this was my favorite.
Yeah.
This was absolutely.
No, before we get into this, what were your expectations of Ohana, based on other reviews you'd seen or what people have taught? You had none.
No.
Because mine were through the roof.
I know.
So much that I was very worried, could this live up to the hype?
I heard the noodles were amazing, but I mean, again, this is just things that's probably what I heard. I think I knew there was steak shrimp and chicken, but I didn't have any hugely, like, I expected it to be good.
Right, right.
Because it is Ohana and because everybody has talked about it.
Yeah.
But no, I didn't have any expectations of me loving it like I did.
I did. So I was nervous, to be honest. All right. So talk to appetizers, because we had the noodles. We had the dumplings. We had vegetables and chicken wings. So break them down. What'd you think?
They were all great. So the salad I had first was
that's right, they brought the salad first.
Yeah, yeah, the salad was first, and it was good. I only ate a little bit, but it was really, really good.
Yeah. Apparently this has made a change recently.
Oh, really?
I think it's spinach and kale.
Yeah.
And then it's got like a honey lime vinaigrette. I believe it used to be it was either like spinach and romaine or just romaine. I feel like kale is a love or hate type of green. I tend to not like it. I thought it was good in here. I actually didn't mind it at all.
I thought it was really refreshing and really good, but I only ate like a bite or two, literally, because I knew what was coming. So then they bring us noodles, dumplings, and the vegetables, correct?
Yep, and the chicken wings.
Oh, and the chicken wings.
Yeah, the coriander chicken wings. They're, the noodles, the vegetables. Oh, how'd you like the bread?
It was fine.
Yeah. I thought it was good.
I mean,
kids loved it.
Yeah.
It was bread. It was a good little bit of a sweet bread.
Yeah.
Butter and all. But okay.
Right.
So move on to your I guess the rest of them, the noodles and the veggies, the chicken wings and all.
I don't think I ate the vegetables. I don't remember.
None?
I might have eaten a broccoli.
I ate the little baby corn.
You did.
That was good.
I tried the noodles, and the noodles were very good. It was surprising. Kaylin didn't love them. I thought she would absolutely love them because they love noodles. But they were really good. But when I ate those dumplings, oh my gosh. I don't know why. I don't know what was in it. I don't know how they were cooked. But I want to eat a million of them.
Yeah.
They were, to me, the best. They were better than the dumplings.
Yeah.
Excuse me, the noodles. The dumplings were the best, in my opinion.
No, I agree. And with the dumplings, to me, tasted and the texture and all, once you bit into them, to me, was homemade, handmade.
Oh, it was so good.
Because a lot of times when you get dumplings at some places or ones that are mass produced or even get them from the store and cook them at home, when you bite into them, it's almost like inside has the consistency of like a sausage. Yeah. If that makes sense, where it holds together.
Yeah.
To me, this was much more of like a ground pork inside.
Yeah. It was so
good. The flavors were awesome. I really, really enjoyed the chicken wings.
And one of the girls did too, right?
Lacey liked the chicken wings. She's been kind of eating wings lately.
Yeah.
They were coriander, but they had a bit of a sweetness to them.
Mm-hmm.
As did
everything.
Everything. And I think I said this in the vlog when we were recording it, which will be out on YouTube here in the next few weeks, probably. Everything had a similar flavor, but it lended to that item well.
Oh, absolutely.
It's not that everything tasted the same.
Correct.
They were all seasoned in a similar fashion, but they each had their own taste and flavor, which I really liked.
Correct.
Yeah, I would put these wings. I've eaten a lot of different wings throughout Disney. I love the ones at Jock Lindsay. I really like them at Geyser Point. I love them at Crockett's Tavern. I would put these up there. I think these might be like right behind the ones that I really enjoyed at Geyser Point, which were an Asian kind of sticky wing.
Awesome.
So very, very good. Very tender, cooked perfectly. And then, yeah, the noodles. This is the only thing that was maybe partially a letdown for me. Not that they weren't good, but again, when people have said these are like the best noodles they've ever had in their entire life, if you put aside the salad and the vegetables, because those are, I mean, who cares about salad and vegetables? if those hadn't shown up, I wouldn't have been disappointed.
Right.
But I enjoyed some of the veggies. But put those two aside, to me, the noodles were actually at the bottom of the list of everything that I enjoyed. Like, I'd put them last.
Okay.
Even though, again, good. Just, I don't think they lived up to the expectation there.
Okay.
So what happens next? Because we've now enjoyed it. And again, they bring this all out, you know, family style with Ohana. It's not buffet in the sense that you get up and you take your plate and you go to a long buffet line and you pick your stuff out. They bring them out in these giant dishes, which you refuse to put in your purse for me. So I would love to have brought that home. No, there's these giant, like, they almost look like paella dishes. Yeah. They're silver or aluminum. Uh-huh. And they're bringing out everything and it's sectioned and it's all piled up.
Mm-hmm.
And they will refill it or bring you as much as you want the whole time you're there. All you care to enjoy.
Right.
So that's sitting on the table and we each have our own little plates. And then they start walking around one by one with these giant skewers.
Yes.
And I believe we were brought the chicken first.
We were.
How did you like the chicken?
There were two sauces.
Yeah, there's a peanut sauce, and then there was like a sweet and sour sauce that they had brought to the table.
Yep, and they explained like one would be better with chicken, and one would be better with the whatever, shrimp or steak.
Both sauces were good. Both sauces were great. I don't think any of the meats needed them.
I agree.
That's how good the meats
were. I agree.
So we got chicken.
Chicken was good. Chicken was really good. Steak was, and shrimp were amazing and better to me.
Yeah.
The chicken was, it was good and it was tender. I don't like that word.
It was moist and tender though. We'll say that.
Don't say that word.
When
say
you're
tender.
This is one of those things that I find fascinating because they are constantly cooking these skewers over an open flame and delivering them around walking from table to table and everything. And this chicken was cooked to perfect. It's real easy to overcook that stuff or for it to get dried out or for it to get, you know, colder room temperature as you're walking around. Everything we got was cooked to perfection.
It was
hot when it got to our table.
Mm-hmm.
Steak was in big, giant chunks. I'd say a medium well, don't you think, to a medium?
Yeah, medium.
Had a bit of pink inside. Yeah. Very tender meat as well. And the shrimp. The shrimp was
shrimp were great.
Awesome. Yeah. Still in the shell, which is the way
so
you need to cook shrimp for
you
flavor.
Have to peel them.
So you peel them, but everything had a nice, slight like char flavor to it, along with whatever it was already marinated in.
Mm-hmm.
And again, similar flavors, but each lent to the meat very, very, very well.
Yes.
I have nothing bad to say about any of the food. I was blown away. It lived up to all the expectations I had. This was some of the best steak I've had on property. You know, it was better than Chico.
Oh, Lord.
But it was cooked so well. I would probably say the steak was the best, then the shrimp, then the chicken. But it was one of those where whichever one I was eating was the best at that moment because it was that good.
Yeah, it was good.
You know, I would, and we're going to talk about these flavors a little bit later and a little trick, a little pro tip, I'm going to call it. All right.
Are you skipping over?
You're able to get, again, as much as you want. And they're going to keep coming around with these skewers.
Right.
Say, do you want more? Sure. How many pieces? And they'll either, you know, they either put them on your plate, directly on your plate, or they'll put them in your little, I'm just going to call it a trough in the middle of the table. You're feeding trough right in the middle.
Yeah.
And so they can bring you as much as you want. I will say, you know, it, what was this? The saying used to always see, we'd go to the buffets in Myrtle Beach. It was, take what you like, but eat what you take.
Yeah.
So, you know, again, the point is like,
and they did really good with that too. Like they would ask you how many you want, and yeah. I was trying to be realistic. So we ate all the dumplings.
We.
You ate some.
I ate some. You ate many. Let's say that.
So I asked for more. Yeah. And the guy was like, well, how many? And I was like, oh. And I was like, five. Yep. And I think I ate them all.
No, you ate two or three of those. No, you ate some because here's what was great is then, you know, we have a lot.
We had no
a lot
dumplings left over.
Oh, we didn't?
No.
Okay.
Because well, I was very upset about that.
There is a lot. There is going to be a lot of food left over a lot of times. Yeah. You know, and especially for us, I mean, this is a lot of reason we don't tend to do buffets and family style meals because we just don't eat a ton.
Correct.
You have to pay for four people.
Right.
The kids don't eat a ton.
Right.
Now, I had zero issue paying what we paid for any of this because I thought we all ate plenty. The kids ate amazing.
Yep.
I mean, Lacey ate everything.
Yeah, she did. She
Kaylin
did really
ate
well.
Chicken, steak, and some shrimp. Mm-hmm. Had a shrimp, I think. Yep. So I was very happy with the spend that we had based on what everybody ate.
Yeah.
But there's still leftover food.
Yes.
So you asked your man, Gary, who kept coming to the table, to bring us some more food.
Well, I looked at him, and then there's plenty of noodles still left. The noodles were good. I would have eaten them again. And then we did not ask for any more steak, but
Kaylin got some more steak at one point, so we had some leftover steak.
Well, there was some that we didn't ask for more, and then
it was
like,
just what
we couldn't eat. Right. So I looked at him and I said, so y'all do doggy bags basically or to go? Or no, I think I said to go boxes. Yeah. I didn't say doggy bags. I said, do y'all do to go boxes? Because I know you can't do anything with this food. You're going to throw it away.
Right.
And
yeah.
I'll take it back and I'll eat it.
Yeah.
So he was like, yes, we do. He was like, but they're small. And he's like, I can only give you, I think he said like one or two, I thought.
Yeah.
And he brought me three.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we did fill up each and every one. And we filled up one with the noodles, one with the leftover meat, and then one with the bread pudding.
Yeah.
And that bread pudding.
Yeah. Talk about the bread pudding.
Was amazing.
Yeah.
It was really neat how, it comes out. He brings it to us and then he has this sauce thing of caramel.
Yeah.
That like when he pours it over, he like, I think he starts down low and then it comes up high and just
drips
kinda,
it all drizzles all over. And I thought it was great.
I think the girls liked it too.
They did. Yep. Huge slab.
Right. With ice cream as well on it. But at this point, like we were pretty full. So we put the bread pudding in there as well. Unfortunately, the only thing we really ate back in the room was the meat and the noodles.
We had a little bit of the meat, the noodles, and just ate that cold, kind of just picked at it,
and it was still good.
But you know, I mean, but like we could have taken it down to the food court and there's a microwave, you know, if we wanted to really eaten it later. So I thought it was cool they let you take some stuff with you, you know, and again, it was stuff that they knew they were going to throw in the trash, and it's not like we had been like, bring me an entire skewer of meat.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, a to-go box.
Right.
Like, it was literally
and
what
that's
we
where
didn't
I was
finish.
Very sad that I didn't say, can I have 10 dumplings? I'll
and
eat
three,
five.
And three dozen shrimp, please.
I'll eat five dumplings, but I'm going to take five home. I bet they would have been amazing.
Oh,
home.
I'm sure. All right, fireworks. Because, you know, 6:15, we knew we were kind of trying to drag this out a bit. Because
yes,
we wanted to wait for the 8:00.
So we had a couple glasses
fireworks.
Of wine.
Yep.
That was nice.
Now, my original plan was if we did not have a good view of the fireworks to finish up and then go out and watch the fireworks.
Right.
But our view was our view was so great. I was like, let's stretch this sucker out.
And it was such a nice view that I wanted to experience that because we've experienced it on the beach before.
Yeah.
And I've experienced. So I just was really wanting to stretch it out. So when I looked at the time and I was like, we can get another glass of wine and we can stretch it out. So we did. And I will say it was fantastic. The only thing is I wish they turned down or off, I think, the pool
lights.
The people?
Oh, yes, that too. It was still so loud in there. A lot of people don't. Well, here's the problem. First, anybody, I feel like anybody who's not against that window and doesn't have a good view,
they don't care.
They don't care, so they continue on. And they're pumping the music in. I mean, they pump the music in very loud. But
at first it was. Yeah. I do remember at first it was pretty quiet.
Yeah.
But then I think people were like, okay, I'm done.
Yeah, I mean, you're not really getting the full show.
Right.
You're not getting the castle projection. Right. You're not, you know, so.
But it was still great.
I thought it was great.
We loved it. Kaylin and I sang along, and it was. Yep. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I
love that. I want to go back.
I do too. When can we go?
I get it. You know,
our anniversary.
Maybe because this was a very, very, very expensive meal. No, we had some wine and all. So obviously that adds
over 200.
Yes. And that was with the 20% off for tables in Wonderland. They added the 18%. And I think I still left extra because everybody was great. But this, by time all was said and done, I think we were closer to 250.
That's not that bad.
It's not that bad.
I mean, that was four of us.
Right.
We each had a couple of glasses of wine.
Yep. Yeah.
That was, the girls had their stuff. And
right.
You know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not mad at it. I thought it was well worth every penny.
Right.
But that's when you start to go repeat visits.
Well, that's why I said me and you for our anniversary.
Exactly.
Yeah. Anniversary.
Yeah, forget those kids. They don't need to come.
Right.
We'll bring them home some cold noodles.
Was Kaylin charged as a child? Did you
She was charged as a child.
Thank God.
Yeah. I mean,
because
she doesn't eat a lot. And this is one where we walked up and they said two adults, two children. And we said, yes. You know, and there's a $20 price difference. Maybe if they charge her as an adult, that's fine. Yeah. We would have paid it. But, you know,
I still say child. I'm like two children. I mean, she's not an adult in my eyes till she's 18.
No.
So I will still at Disney say two kids.
Yeah.
And two adults.
I'm with you. Sometimes you could probably say three kids sometimes.
Correct. All
right. Good on Ohana. Anything else you want to say about it other than you really want to go back?
I really want to go back.
You can. I mean, our anniversary's in 2 months.
Okay.
So that's going to be a tough one. And we're already doing Artist Point.
Okay. I'm a
which is going to be a expensive meal. So, all right. Let's move on to Kona Cafe. Again, if you want to get... if you really want to dig in, because we dug in on this on episode 141, like we ran through a lot of the breakfast menu, the lunch menu, the dinner menu.
We did.
Do go to Disney's site because, of course, as soon as we released that episode with all these details, they updated the menu.
Seriously?
Yeah, for dinner at least, I know they made some changes. So go back and check that out. But, you know, we dove into it a lot more there. So I would love if you go back, listen to that episode if you have not already. Now, this is considered American seafood cuisine. They consider it casual dining. Breakfast is from 7:30 to 11 a.m., which is what we had. And we actually got a 10:05 reservation, so we could kind of chill and sleep in that morning a little bit, or at least the kids. You and I went to
Animal
Kingdom.
Right?
No, is that when we did Animal Kingdom? Yeah.
Yeah.
You and I rope dropped Animal Kingdom that morning. No, we didn't. We did...
Slinky Dog.
We did something. This whole weekend was such a blur to me because we did so much. It was... I don't remember what we did because we took the kids when we did Slinky Dog. What the heck did we do the morning of this? Because we literally went and came back.
What morning was this?
This was Sunday morning.
Yeah, we did Flight of Passage.
No, because we did that Monday morning, came back, got them checked out.
Sunday was Hollywood, I think. I think we did Slinky Dog.
Oh, no, we didn't. We went and did Alien Swirling Saucers. The morning before, we rope dropped Slinky Dog with the kids. The morning of this, they had extra magic hours, and you and I just went to see, and we're like, forget it. We'll just go to Alien Swirling Saucers and hang around a little bit. So so we had a 10:05, but this is one table service credit, so Disney Dining Plan and the Disney Deluxe Dining Plan. It says, savor American favorites for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, prepared with hints of the South Seas. Open to the tropical ambiance of the great ceremonial house, this casual cafe serves such breakfast delights as cinnamon and banana stuffed tonga toast, a variety of savory egg dishes, and macadamia pineapple pancakes. All right, let's start with what they have as a beverage if you would like to start off your morning. And they do have mimosas.
Yes.
And you can either get Well, they have a Lilakai Mimosa, which is a blend of orange, passion fruit, and guava. And that's just one mimosa, $11.25. They do have a Wasabi Bloody Mary for $11.25. Or you can get a Bloody Mary Flight, which is a Ketel One Vodka, a Buffalo Trace Bourbon, and a Patron Tequila for $12.25. We opted, though, each for the Mimosa Flight for $14.
Yes.
And you can choose three. You get three of these, and you can choose from orange, pineapple, cranberry, pink grapefruit, or the Lilakai. And you can do whatever combination of those three you want.
Yep.
What did you choose?
I chose the pineapple, cranberry, and Lilakai.
Yep.
And
I went I went orange, pink, grapefruit, and Lilakai.
Yes.
So we at least tried all five.
Yes.
So what did you think of yours?
I liked the cranberry the least. Then the Lilakai and the pineapple was my favorite.
Yeah. What if they had cooked it?
Gross.
You would not have drank it.
No.
If it was a hot pineapple mimosa.
Gross.
Way to start your morning.
But the Lilakai, well.
Should be a thing.
The Lilakai, though, was really good, but I would have tasted all of them. I would have asked instead of the just, I'd be like, can I just get a pineapple mimosa, please?
Yeah. For mine, I mean, orange was typical. Pink grapefruit. I'm not huge on grapefruit. I like the Lilakai the best of mine.
Did you?
Because I thought it just had such a tropical flavor to it. But I did like the pineapple one that I tasted of yours as well. So, all right, let's get into entrees. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through a couple real quick that they offer. And then we can talk about the two that we actually got. So, and this isn't the entire menu. You can go out and look for that yourself. But like they have a Polynesian egg platter. And these prices are really good because these are big, big portions. So they have a Polynesian egg platter for $14, right? You get two eggs, any style. You get a fresh fruit poke. You get a muffin, home fried potatoes, and then your choice of ham, bacon, or sausage. They have a standard French toast. Well, standard. It's topped with caramel banana sauce with your choice of ham, spiced ham, bacon, or sausage. They have the macadamia nut pancakes for $14. Now that's macadamia nut butter, pineapple sauce, and your choice of ham, spiced ham, bacon, or sausage. And then this is the one that I would probably get next time is the 7C Samoan for $14. You get poached eggs with a citrus hollandaise sauce over pulled pork and turkey hash with mustard greens and tomatoes tossed in a citrus vinaigrette. So, I mean, right now, all of those sound great, and we didn't even get any of those.
Yeah.
I would get any of those at any given time.
Yeah.
Why don't you go ahead and talk about what you got, in which we were tasked to get.
Yes, I had to.
Because when it was made aware that we had never tried this dish, we were almost outed by the Disney community, and Bob Iger called me, was very, very upset, and said, how have you not had this dish?
And then he should have paid for our
dinner. Famous. And he created it with his own bare hands in a small kitchen in the Polynesian in a bungalow.
No, he didn't.
All right, what did you get?
I got the Tonga toast. And everybody said that, what? You haven't had the Tonga toast? And I really had no idea it would come out like a cinder block.
I mean, close to the size of an actual cinder block. You could build houses with this thing.
I think you could. If you stacked a whole bunch, you could.
So what is it exactly?
It is a banana stuffed French toast rolled in cinnamon and sugar and served with a strawberry compote and your choice of ham, spiced ham, bacon, or sausage. Yeah. He already brought those out to us. He said, I can't remember how he said it, but he was like, you know, just whatever, pre-doing it. So he brought... It was syrup and then a strawberry.
Yeah, the strawberry compote. It's like a strawberry sauce.
And then some
Because that is not actually on the Tonga toast.
And I
get
didn't.
And you didn't use it at all, did you?
Use it at all.
Yeah. I mean, this thing literally.
It is literally a square.
Four inches tall, but I'd say it's like 5 by 5 by 4 inches.
Probably.
It's that big.
And I don't understand, like, when I cut into it. I understand how French toast is stuffed. I understand, but this, I didn't understand.
I think they're taking.
It was almost like a donut.
Yeah.
And they took and squished.
I think they're taking the giant piece of bread and they're simply doing one slit like a pocket, stuffing it with the cooked bananas. Then they're basically almost breading it before they cook the whole like outside and all. And that's why it seemed like the bananas were actually cooked. It's almost like they had a batter They put some down, put bananas in it, put the rest of the batter and baked it. But I think it's literally they're making a pocket.
Well, it
so
was.
So there's a seam somewhere. We'd have to get it again and study.
Yeah. It was absolutely incredible.
It was.
It was amazing. And yes, everybody that's like, yep, told you. Everybody, yeah. You were correct.
And this was another one I know for me was very, very high expectations.
Yeah.
And it lived up to it.
I had no expectations. I didn't even know, like, to expect a block come out.
See, that's where...
I mean,
that's where
it still just makes me laugh.
That's where I think it's again, you know, you always talk about kind of our differing opinions and all. It worked well because I often... Because I read so much and I follow so many groups and I'm reading right. All the constant Disney news and reviews and all. So I tend to...
I'm too busy to do that.
Well, but that's what I love is that... You can go into it, even though we go to Disney all the time and you've experienced so much Disney, you're still able to go into it a lot of times with a very, very fresh outlook.
Yeah.
Whereas mine is often very clouded in some ways because
right.
I've read all this and I've read the reviews. You know, I've read just say a dozen reviews say Tonga Toast is the best thing since sliced bread. Thick sliced bread. So for me, it's hard to go in and go, oh my God. Whereas I'm saying, hey, you have to get the Tonga Toast. And you're like, what's that? Like, so you get this fresh perspective that I don't always get.
I'd like to know, though, who puts either butter or...
the lady behind us.
Ew, really?
She smothered it in the strawberry compote, at least. I don't know
okay,
what else she put
I'd like
on
to
it.
Know what other people do with it. Do they put butter on it? Do they put the syrup on it? Do they put the strawberry on it? I didn't have anything else on it, and I... almost hurt myself and tried to eat the whole thing because it was that good.
I don't think it needs any additional sweetness or something that's rich. The only thing I could see putting on it is just like eating it with bacon.
Why would you put bacon on it?
Bacon's delicious.
I had sausage and I did not.
That's
put
good
that
sausage. That actually was good. It was very standard, but it was good. No, don't like I love.
No, you're that
I love,
weird person.
But that's your sweet and savory. I'm not that weird person. This is like a thing.
Not
you
to
take,
me.
If I eat regular French toast, I put a little bit of syrup on it, and then you take the bacon with it, and you eat it all in one bite, it's amazing.
No.
You get the sweet, you get the savory. Delicious.
Agree to disagree.
Okay, so this I had already known. I knew you were getting Tonga Toast. This is something that I've wanted to try forever, and I've actually never, ever had anywhere. And now it's not like we're going to Hawaiian breakfast joints or Hawaiian places in general all the time.
Right.
So it makes sense I hadn't have it. But watching as much Food Network and Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, I've seen this prepared a million times. And that's the Loco Moco for $12. And this is a Hawaiian staple.
What is it?
I mean, this is a traditional island brunch staple. See? You can put the word staple in the description. That's how much of a staple it is, which features a tower of rice, grilled hamburger patty, house-made chorizo gravy, two eggs any style, and it's topped with tomato salsa. If you get your eggs any way but runny, why are you getting this dish? Is my first thought. Don't get like it says two eggs any style. If anybody says scrambled, do you think they're like get out? You're not allowed to eat my Loco Moco.
I don't know.
I like that name. I want that to be my nickname now, Loco Moco. I wonder what Moco stands for. And does Loco still mean crazy, like in Spanish?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if we should look this up, if you should look it up real quick while I discuss it. Because I'm very interested to know what it means.
Look it up, I'm not good like you.
You would look up what does Loco Moco mean in Google. It's that easy.
Well, by the way, I couldn't find a reservation.
Told you couldn't. All right, so this is a huge, huge dish, huge portion. You're getting the two eggs. I got mine runny. I guess they'd be over easy or over, not even over medium. I mean, these were perfectly cooked eggs.
Yeah.
And so it all comes mounded up, and you got your rice in the center. It's just a standard white rice. On top of that is a very thin grilled hamburger patty. I mean, just straight up, it's not like overly seasoned, maybe a little bit of salt, a little bit of pepper. On top of that is the two beautiful eggs, and then the gravy was kind of like all around the rice area, a little bit on top of the hamburger patty. And I cut immediately into the yolk and let the yolk just run all over the dish, and you kind of mix everything up, and every bite was just absolutely amazing. It's like this perfect balance of flavors. We were eating at this time probably by 10:30, I'd say. So for me, this was a great brunch style dish. The rice, the hamburger patty, I don't know, maybe if this was 7 a.m., I don't know if it would be quite as good. Do you find it?
Yeah.
What's it mean?
Well, the dish was reportedly created by this Lincoln Grill, blah, 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 down, let's see. The egg came later. The teenagers named the dish Loco Moco after one of their members, George, whose nickname was Crazy George, who studied Spanish in high school, and they tacked on Moco, which rhymed with Loco and sounded good.
How interesting is that? So it literally means, it almost has no meaning.
Moco is Spanish for mucus.
So this is crazy mucus. All right, then. I no longer want to order this item. That's how I'm going to order it next time. Yeah, I'll have your crazy mucus, please.
Crazy snot.
So here, okay, you don't have to read anymore. Right, thank you, though, for looking that up, and I'm sorry that we asked. All right, so I you know, if you go back, you listen to our food. You're going to make it over there, honey? No. Need some water? Uh-huh. If you go back and listen to our episode on the food we ate at Caribbean Beach, I had a yuca hash dish for breakfast there at Spyglass Grill. Man, these two could duke it out for my favorite breakfast. I think I still would slightly put the yuca hash first and this just behind it. I would get this again and again. I mean, I really want to try the other dishes there.
Yeah.
I don't think you can lose with this. And $12, this Tonga toast easily are splittable meals, don't you think?
Yeah.
I mean, totally. They do have two Disney or kids Disney check meals. They have scrambled eggs. This comes with broccoli, tomatoes, breakfast potatoes, fruit salad, and yogurt. You know, your choice of a drink. And then they have an oatmeal and dried cranberries served with turkey bacon and fruit salad. So these are on the, you know, the Disney check, the more health conscious. My kids aren't eating broccoli for breakfast, I don't think. But then they have two standard kids meals, which are the two that ours got. One is Mickey shaped pancakes for only $8. Mm-hmm. And this is, have you ever had a buttermilk pancake in the shape of you know who?
And so, it was funny because it was just three pancakes.
It was three pancakes. It was a big one, and then the other made two ears. Yeah. Served with choice of one side item, bacon, sausage, or a fruit cup, and then your choice of a beverage. Lacey had that. Really enjoyed it. I took a bite. They were standard pancakes, but they were good pancakes.
She put the strawberry all over it. And she actually made a little Mickey, too, on top of
in the center. That was cool. But I thought they were great pancakes. I thought for $8, this was a huge portion. Kaylin got the Minis French Toast for $8. This is sprinkled in cinnamon sugar. It's almost as sweet as our Mini. Mm. And serve with your choice of either the bacon, sausage, or fruit.
And this
was not a very big portion.
It was not. It was one piece of toast.
Yes.
And it was cut in half. So it was only two pieces.
Yeah.
And then she got bacon with it.
What else did she get after she ate all of this?
Another side of bacon.
Yeah, a whole plate full of bacon.
And she ate it all and then wanted more.
Good. Yeah, she wanted us to get more
bacon. She wanted us
$5 for a side of bacon, but I know we were saying her like, no, you're not getting another side of bacon. We're heading to the Magic Kingdom. It's $5. That was well worth a $5 plate of bacon, though. It was a ton of bacon. No,
don't let her listen to this show.
No, I think she stopped listening. I thought, again, all in all, I would go back for breakfast here in a heartbeat.
Oh, absolutely. You know? Absolutely. And I'd get the Tonga toast again.
Yeah. I mean, I would easily get the Loco Moco again, except I'd want to try something else. As good as the mimosas were, and I did think they were good, do you think mimosa flight or straight up mimosa for $11.25?
Oh, no, straight up mimosa. Yeah. And I would ask for pineapple. Yeah.
Okay. Because I would probably do the Lila Kai then, because I did enjoy that. I really like guava.
Yeah.
It's good. Guava butter. Oh.
We had that guava cheesecake. Beach. That was good. Cheese Danish. Guava and cheese Danish.
Oh, yeah, we did. Mm-hmm. That was good. All right. Finally, we're going to dive
into...
Animal Kingdom. It wasn't here. All right, we're going to dive into Tambu Lounge. Recently underwent some refurbishment, updated it, put some USB plugs and stuff in it. Great little spot there right next to Kona Cafe. They actually do have TVs.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, you can go there and watch a sporting event. This nice big wraparound bar. I'm going to say a good 15 to 18 seats around the bar.
Okay.
Which can become large sometimes by bar standards for Disney. A lot of theirs are sometimes 6 to 8 seats or something.
That's true.
And then there is another area with tables that literally overlooks the lawn and the pool area.
Right.
That you can sit out and relax at as well.
That you can, but does somebody come to you or do you have to go up to the bar?
Do you know? I believe, I'm not sure actually. I don't think I saw anybody roaming around there, so it may be that you go to the bar.
Okay.
But they do, you know, they do have some appetizers. They do have a specialty cocktail menu. They have beer. They have wine. I'm going to talk to two specialty cocktail, and this is going to be us based on two visits. One visit, I went by myself. This other visit is when you and I went, and we were meeting up with Nate from at DVC Duo. We met with Sam, from the Monday Morning Monorail, mm-hmm. and then our listener Chad happened to be there. We hung that out for fun. A long time before Moonlight Magic.
Yep.
So this is kind of a combination of those two. One of the specialty drinks there that I have not yet had is the Back Scratcher, for $11.50. And this is Bacardi Superior Rum, Meyer's Original Dark Rum, and Passion Fruit Juice topped with Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey, and a bamboo back scratcher, and hopefully a cot to sleep in afterwards.
That is because you're not talking good
Bacardi
to me.
Rum, Original Dark Rum, and Jack and Daniel's, Jack Daniel's whiskey. And what this...
No, thank you.
Why is this called a back scratcher, you ask?
Because obviously it's going to put hair on your back.
No, you're supposed to ask me.
Oh.
That might be part of it, but
why is this called a back scratcher?
Because it is served in your standard kind of cocktail glass, and literally a bamboo back scratcher is sitting in the drink.
Yeah, that you get to take home.
Yes, you do. And they're from Oriental Trading Company. They're not even like Disney made and branded.
Really?
Yeah, they're from Oriental Trading Company. I saw somebody put it out, I think, on Twitter, because it's branded with like the little Oriental Trader, apparently. So
they have so many.
Yeah. And they have a ton of specialty cocktails, you know, and I'm just going over the two that this place is known for. The other, which I did have the night before Moonlight Magic, is the Lapu Lapu. It's $15.50. This is Meyer's Original Dark Rum and Tropical Fruit Juices served in a fresh pineapple topped with Gosling's 151 rum. When it says served inside of a fresh pineapple, it is served inside of a whole fresh pineapple. They have hollowed it out.
Yep.
They mix the drink in there. And then they give you the little top, and it's got an umbrella sticking in the top that they've cut off.
Yep.
And then it's got an actual a notch cut out for your straw to go in.
Mm-hmm. What'd you think?
Flavors are good. You're paying $15.50
and did
because it's served
whole,
in a pineapple.
Right.
It's served,
you know, did you even get it, a whole drink?
First of all,
drink
inside the pineapple is not actually huge, and it is filled with ice.
Yeah.
I felt like I took four straw slurps of this thing and it was gone.
Yeah.
Again, flavors were great. I just think this is one where it's a conversation piece. It's a, hey, I'm getting a Lapu Lapu. It's known for it.
Right.
I personally would never go back and get one again. I'd almost rather say, look, the drink was great. Can you make it for me in a regular size man's glass? And then I'll drink it out of that. So again, don't get me wrong. I would order this once because it is a cool experience. I mean, talk about feeling like you're somewhere tropical. You're holding a whole pineapple.
Yeah.
I did want to then take the empty pineapple into Magic Kingdom and get it filled with other drinks there. And you guys told me no.
Yes.
Slightly disappointed there. All right. They do have an appetizer small bites menu. They have a conch ceviche for $16, which is a refreshing savory mix served chilled in a coconut. They have a shrimp cocktail for $15, which is fresh shrimp marinated in citrus juices from Florida. They have the beef carpaccio tataki for $12. This is thinly sliced beef and a spicy black pepper marinade topped with chili oil. They have a crispy chicken spring roll for $10, fried and served with pickled vegetables. And then they have the tambu mixed grill kebab for $13, which is chicken steak and shrimp served grilled with a savory peanut sauce. That night that we were there, and I assume this is always, it is not on the menu, the waitress did say you are also able to order the wings and the pot stickers.
Mm-hmm.
From Ohana.
Mm-hmm.
So not on the menu, but something
did
to notice.
Did we get the popsicles?
We did not. So what we did, the first time I went, I got the beef carpaccio.
Yeah.
I said, you have to try this. I showed you pictures of it. You were like, I'm not eating a plate of raw beef. But you tried some.
I tried.
So this is literally and the first time I ordered it, I said, this sounds good. I'd like to try it. Is it good? And she said, it's great. The only problem with it is you're going to want more than when you're done. And she was right, because it is it's a decent size, maybe 12 inch plate, which comes out to you cold, very, very cold. And this is the thinnest sliced meat I've ever seen. Like, only has one side. This guy Fieri says, like, that's how thin sliced it is.
Okay.
To me, it is just basically the rarest roast beef. It's served cold and it has this great, peppery taste with the chili oil drizzled on top. I think it has some capers sprinkled throughout. I think this thing is wonderful. I'll eat a whole plate myself.
That wasn't black pepper that was sprinkled.
No, it was capers. Okay. It's served in like, or it's marinated in a black pepper marinade. Oh. What did you think of it? Because you did try it.
It was fine.
It was melt in your mouth deliciousness. Okay. Very moist meat.
Okay.
I'll get it every single time we go.
Okay.
And I will eat the whole plate.
I will get the pot
stickers.
And
you will not.
You will not have any.
Well, the other thing we had was the crispy chicken spring roll.
That was good.
They were very long, very thin. And I want to say 4 pieces total. Well, 2 pieces that were cut in half for 4 servings in a sense. And they were decent enough size.
Because I think I had a bite. You had a bite.
Yeah.
Sam. I think we all had some.
And we all tried it. Yeah. I thought they were great. I thought, much like the pot stickers, the meat inside, I mean, they tasted like they were handmade.
It was good.
Very crispy outside. Nice, meaty inside with the chicken. Here's where we get to pro tip, right?
Okay.
You want to save some money.
Okay.
Okay. You're not as
Can't
worried.
You also get bread pudding there?
Yes, you can. Me? You can also get the bread pudding out here from Ohana. Okay.
Go ahead. What's the pro tip?
Go to Tambu Lounge. And get the Tambu Mixed Grill Kebab because it is the exact chicken, steak, and shrimp from Ohana, all served on one skewer, and you get about 2 pieces of each for $13.
We had that.
Yeah, we did. So you could literally, now again, if it was...
I'm going to get the pot stickers. I'm going to get the
You and I go there, right? We get the
grilled kebab.
We get, I'm going to guess the wing, let's say the wings, because the way everything's priced, let's say the wings... Or $12, or let's say the wings are $10, and let's say that the pot stickers are another $10. So for $33, we could basically get and just split it. We could get a taste of Ohana.
Yeah.
Now we're not gonna get as much as we want to eat.
Right.
But even if you ordered the kebab, you ordered the pot stickers, and you ordered the wings, I ordered the kebab, I ordered the pot stickers, and I ordered the wings. We're still both spending $33.
Instead of $50. Yeah.
Now, we're not getting the veggies and we're not getting the noodles. We could easily order bread pudding. So you could end up getting out of there for basically the price of 2 people for almost the price of 1 in Ohana.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you don't get the same experience, obviously. They're not bringing out the skewers. You don't have a chance of seeing fireworks. You don't see the big open grill. But I think that's a really good way to do it. So right now, I'm thinking maybe that's something we do anniversary weekend.
Okay.
Go to Tambu Lounge. Enjoy all Ohana has to offer.
Yes.
But right there.
Yes.
Deal?
Deal.
Deal. All right. Well, guys, we are going to wrap it up only because we have thoroughly talked about everything. And the Duke versus UNC game is starting right now. And I have it on DVR and it's running over. And if that thunderstorm outside right now is ruining DirecTV, I am going to be mad and I may be going up to Two Creeks. So, well, they probably have DirecTV as well. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you have not already subscribed to our show, please do so. Also, please go out and subscribe to Capture the Magic. Please subscribe to the Diz Dudes. And if you want even more content and you want to find out how to get more content, go to ctmvip.com. And as long as you're out there surfing the old interwebs and doing your thing on a keyboard and you're subscribing and joining ctmvip.com and Club 32, you should just leave us all a rating and review.
Because it helps all of our shows grow.
That's all we've got. We'll see you real soon.